Mostly Marta is a German romantic comedy that's slowly opening around the country. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
It's a funny thing. The most wonderful romantic comedies, I mean The Shop Around the Corner or This Summer's About a Boy, feature people nearly paralyzed by melancholy. Desperately lonely people who could easily end up by themselves or even dead. People for whom a happy ending is the gift of a puckish god. Which brings us to a new German comedy called Mostly Marta. It doesn't have many laughs, but it leaves you laughing, the way people laugh when they're teetering over the abyss, but they somehow manage not to take the plunge. I love it when I giggle through my tears. The heroine is Marta Klein, played by Martina Gedick. She's a chef who lives for her cooking, which is her art, and that's all she lives for, which makes her a little brittle. She's sent by the owner of her restaurant to see a psychiatrist, but all she wants to talk about is food. She confounds her shrink by cooking for him. Marta works in a high-end Italian restaurant, but the atmosphere, that's high Teutonic. The kitchen is immaculate. The dishes are a miracle of logistics. When someone sends a dish back, she's the opposite of gracious. She calls the customer a swine. She vows never to cook for them again. Then two things invade her neurotically sealed universe. Marta's sister and her 8-year-old daughter Lena have an auto accident, and her sister is killed. There's no one else to take custody of Lena, whose father lives in Italy and doesn't know she exists. Marta doesn't know her way around kids. She can only reach out to Lena by cooking, but the little girl is numb with grief and won't eat a thing. Her clothes get baggier, her eyes more hollow. Watching an 8-year-old starve is not exactly surefire comic material. But Marta goes back to work to find a new sous chef named Mario, an Italian who livens up the kitchen by blasting volare and tossing big bowls of pasta. She thinks he's a lunatic. He thinks she's a nutcase who can't possibly give a child a real home. You see where this is leading. No, he's not the girl's real father, but he might as well be. Lena likes Mario. She likes his friendly, inclusive way with pasta, and she likes the communal kitchen family. And so, in spite of herself, does Marta. Now, I frankly thought I'd be better defended against a movie about an uptight professional woman who gets warmed up by a moppet and a manly Italian who warbles volare. But Marta is great at what she does. She isn't meant to stand for a professional woman, but for an artist who uses her talent to keep other people at arm's length. There's another reason the movie is irresistible. If an American studio had made Mostly Marta, it would have lighting like honey and a bathtub full of violins. It would be all wet. But those Germans are quick with the dehumidifier. The writer and director, Sandra Nettelbeck, has set the movie in a wintry Hamburg. The framing is unforced, not Stanley Kubrick cold, but not in your face. The pacing is unhurried. Music doesn't underline the emotional breakthroughs. The movie has German reserve and Italian extroversion in just the right balance. It's on a magical border, and I don't mean Switzerland. Most of all, the movie speaks to one's helplessness around children, a theme that's both funny and sobering. As Lena, Maxime Force does an exquisite job of staying inside herself. You never catch her acting, yet she moves from near catatonia to sheer little girlishness and back in ways that break your heart. And Martina Gedick as Marta can look as if she's 50 fathoms deep inside herself, too. She has a tremulousness that comes from being wound too tight. It's very alluring, but it also makes you nervous for the child. It's Marta's privilege when she's single to defend her personality disorders in the name of her art. But you have to be emotionally available to kids, or you risk driving them underground. And anyway, a great chef doesn't have to be anal retentive. Just look at that romantic teddy bear Mario. Okay, he's too good to be true. But the actor, Sergio Castellitto, gives him a touch of sadness that grounds him and makes you think there's more to his story than you'll ever know. He blindfolds Marta and feeds her soup and asks her to identify what's in it. And Marta, the control freak, who needs to cook for people but has never liked anyone cooking for her, begins to relax and open up. Mostly Marta isn't a foodie movie like Tampopo and Babette's Feast and Big Night. It shows how food can be a barrier as well as a bridge. But it makes you hungry for contact, for the nourishment of romantic comedy in a cold and love-starved world.
David Edelstein is the film critic for the online magazine Slate.